I'm recording.
Oh, God.
Wow, look at your peepees. Put those away.
Okay.
I got Hawaiian Bros on my shirt.
The brothers on your shirt?
Yeah.
Dang. It's pretty embarrassing, I must say.
Saving that for later.
As good a spot as any.
Bip.
Alright, you two, after being lowered down into this dank, wet hole, you're suspended about 10 feet above the water. Water?
That was a fraudulent slip.
Yep, sorry, ignore that. Or don't.
It looks like water.
It do look like water. Or clouds.
But you're now suspended in the middle of this room, 40 feet in diameter.
Suspended over Blackwater, isn't that a Stephen King or...
It sounds like a great name for an album cover.
Probably is. It probably is one.
To the south of you, about 40 feet, give or take, is where you can see that ledge that leads to a carved stone hallway.
About 10 inches.
But now you find yourself in a different predicament. Getting down here was one issue, but now that you're down here, how do you propose to get over to that?
And this is water?
As far as you can tell, it's some kind of liquid. It's dark. You're using your dark vision, so whatever the dark vision equivalent of seeing black, brackish, sloshy liquid would be. Again, there's like bits of wood and slime and detritus kind of like floating on the water. If it is water, it's definitely not clean, potable water.
Kick your feet!
Any signs of how the kobolds went through this?
There's not.
Okay.
I'm not even certain we're certain they went here.
Yeah.
I think it's a good old heave-ho sort of moment of going on a swing.
Okay, I like that. That sounds fun.
Jasper warning you in the background.
No.
Yeah, let's start heave-ho swinging.
I can't move my mini.
All right, I have to give you all control. Assuming
direct my token.
Control.
I cannot move my token.
Yeah, so how do you want to try to do this? You can try to...
Swing and jump.
Swing and jump?
Yeah.
Because normally for jump you need to have a 10-foot running start, but instead we're going to have the momentum of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to need some kind of check to make sure you don't fall.
All right.
In your swing of this harness. So let's go ahead and do athletics.
Athletics. Jasper.
He's really not liking this.
No.
Natural 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a natural 19.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very nice. Okay.
What's that for you? Like, with the added? 28. Mine. If I do some math really quick, is 34.
Goal.
Okay, so you begin wriggling back and forth, building up momentum in the harness beneath you, for it slowly begins to sway, first north, then south, north, south, so on, until you build up enough momentum to where you two kind of glance at each other, and you think, now we're at enough speed, we just have to prepare to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump.
And then we jump.
Jumpy.
We do 3, 2, 1, jump together.
Ready.
All right, count it down and give me your rolls.
Again?
For the actual jump, yeah. That was just to make sure you didn't fall out of your harness while you're swinging.
So what is it for?
Athletics.
Okay. Here we go. I'm jumping right now. 12.
28.
Okay, you look at each other. You count down, getting ready to jump. And as the call to jump comes out, you both leap from the harness. Money, you sail through the air, and as your feet touch the slick stone, you stumble, fall, and roll over, but on hard ground. Let me go ahead and just reveal that a little bit.
Thanks to leaping off of Rootmore's shoulders.
Yeah, when I was going to say when Money jumped
just
push
off of him.
She pushed Rootmore back. Go!
Rootmore lands safely right next to you. All right. Now we
Rootmore,
gotta go.
As you jump, maybe Monet jumped the gun a little early, but when she did, it kind of jostled the harness just enough that you not so much sail through the air as flail through the air before the edge, just in sight, slowly begins to fall away as you crash into the water below. Monet, you hear a loud splash behind you, about 15 feet away from the ledge.
Oh.
Rumor, immediately you are submerged beneath the water, and you're wearing heavy armor, are you not?
Yeah.
Mm.
Scarab at the top of the pit turns away and he pulls his hood down over his eyes. It sheds a single tear and he walks away.
Come on, Tricky.
Scarab, next to you, the winch gives a notable click as the weight has been relieved from the rope. So you could now begin winding it up if you should choose to do so.
Click, click, click. You guys okay down there?
Rootmore, couple things here.
He's gone!
He died! Just scream crying.
He died!
Monet, you see your friend hit the water, and you're waiting. Sorry.
She was trying
you see
to
your rough
friend.
Acquaintance hit the water. And as you wait for him to surface, he does not. Instead, you see among the brackish foam now a series of bubbles popping at the surface. Rootmore, you are surrounded in darkness below the water, and its filthy nature makes it to where you can't see anything, even with your dark vision.
Ooh.
Is there anything, or should we go into turn-based?
We are in turn-based. Okay. So let's go ahead and give me your initiatives, and let's figure out your con modifier, Rootmore, when you get a chance.
Okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What'd you get, Rootmore?
30.
Scarab, what'd you get?
Oh, crap, I didn't roll.
Monet, what'd you get?
I was too busy thinking about the death.
Monet got 11.
31.
Scarab, we're going to start with you. You feel the winch go slack. You begin to wind it back up. You imagine you'd be able to get it all the way back up to you if you were to spend two rounds cranking away at it.
As far as he knows, that's the thing to do, so he's fully focused on that. Will do.
Okay. And that goes to Rootmore. Rootmore, you feel yourself sinking further and further into this blackness, and you immediately try to calm your mind and try to hold your breath as best you can, conserve what oxygen you have. What is your con modifier?
+3, so is that 8? Is it +5? 5 plus your con?
I need to double check this. Sorry, I'm not prepared. I believe it is double your con. 5 plus your con modifier. You're correct. So 8 rounds. At the end of each round, you will lose 1 round of air. You lose 2 if you attack or cast any spells that turn.
Does that include movement?
No.
Okay.
Movement does not take away from it, so you can still try to work with that. If you run out of air, you will fall unconscious and start suffocating. You can't recover from being unconscious, and you must attempt a DC 20 fortitude save at the end of each of your turns. If you fail, you take 1d10 damage, and on a critical fail, you will die. On each check after the first, the DC increases by 5, going up to 25, then 30, so on and so forth, and the damage increases cumulatively by another 1d10. Once air is access to air is restored, you stop suffocating and you no longer are unconscious. So the first thing you experience is sinking into this black depth. You just feel yourself going lower and lower, and maybe about 20 feet down, suddenly your boots thunk against solid ground.
Nice.
And so as you come in contact with the ground, yeah, just whoosh, at the bottom of the water. You kind of like, for a moment, there's relief. Like, okay, it doesn't go on forever.
Mm-hmm. Gelatinous cube!
But somewhere in the water, you also hear some kind of like muffled shriek.
Of course. There's always something in the water.
There's always something in the water.
It's just a couple of fish sitting at a table. You interrupted the dinner.
He landed on his calamari and he's upset.
Oh no.
You hear muffled shrieks coming from the water and the like distant kind of like of like something moving through the water quickly in your direction.
Ambient screams.
The shrieking is Monet.
You hear that, princess?
He's dead!
Those are the shrieking eels.
Yeesh.
Oh, no.
Give me a moment.
Eels are weird.
Here. It's not shrieking eels. Would be great, though.
I hate those things. I can't believe they're attacking Rumor.
All right, Rumor, you are up. What are you going to try to do here? You've got 8 rounds to figure something out.
Okay.
All on your own.
On your own.
I'm trying to find the rules with the heavy armor and swimming. Just in case. I'm curious because this could be...
Based on heavy armor or based on weight?
Yeah, see, I don't know at all. It could be a death thing, so I want to find out for sure.
Probably if you were just going to kill us, you should have done this at the end of the last episode. Somad would have had time to mourn and get his new character up.
So as far as swim goes on its own, you attempt an athletics check to move a maximum distance of 10 feet through water. The GM determines the DC based on the turbulence or danger of the water. In most instances of calm water, you get an automatic critical success. If your land speed is 40 feet or higher, increase the max possible by 5 for every 20 feet of speed above 20 feet. If you end your turn in water and haven't succeeded at a swim action that turn, you sink 10 feet or get moved by the current as determined by the GM. I mean, at the very least, it's probably potentially the best person that could happen to, right? Yeah.
I'm trying to find... I can't find anything that specifically talks about heavy armor, because I'm sure it does something. But, like, I want to find what it says about it.
From what I can see on Reddit, it says... Check penalty on armor only applies if you don't meet the strength requirement. Raw is while wearing your armor, you take check penalty to strength and dexterity based skills except for those that have the attack trait. If you meet the armor's strength threshold, you don't take this penalty.
What type of armor do you have, again?
Full plate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Just using real world examples. It will trap air, but it won't be enough to offset the weight. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem with it, aside from the weight, is the rigidity of the leg plates would make it difficult for you to kick to swim, which is like the majority of swimming.
Yeah. It's
as extremely difficult, if not impossible, as far as real world examples go. I don't know how many people actually went swimming in full plate, but...
Yeah, but you got them strong warp legs.
Yes, I was going to say, I would at least let you try to fight for it just at a DC. Because normally...
Don't give up yet, am I? Writing a new character.
Normally, as it says, you get crit success in calm water if you're swimming normally. If everything's fine, if you're swimming and you're supposed to be swimming, then like it's a crit success immediately. I would say, what is your athletics at? Your modifier.
Plus 8.
Okay, this is something that I think would be really difficult, but given your dwarven biology, maybe you have enough strength to be able to, by sheer willpower, fight your way through.
Just crouch down real low and then jump.
I will do a DC 18 to move 5 feet and 10 on a crit.
And how high is it? 20?
20 feet. Well, from where he is, he'd have to get up 15 feet. So 3 rounds of swimming, of making successful checks. If you fail, though, you sink back down. Yeah. And I think you would sink at a rate faster than you would go up. So if you fail, we're talking 10 feet down. So it's either 5 feet up on pass or 10 feet down on fail.
Instead of swimming, I think he's just going to keep going straight, walking along the bottom.
Walk along the floor bed? Okay.
You know, we were talking about the instant armor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a snap to put it on.
Not to take it off. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Difficult terrain, but you're only about 10 feet away from the wall. itself. So if you want to walk 10 feet, you can do that for one action, right? Because you got 20 feet of movement.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that. You can just grit your dwarven teeth and slowly walk along the waterbed.
Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he touches a wall, he's going to start grabbing handholds and...
And try to pull yourself up. Yeah,
using that as like a... Would that be used kind of like a bonus to swim? You know how when you're in a pool, you can grab the side and pull yourself up?
Yeah, it would become a climb check instead, and it would be made a little more difficult. No? I think if anything, I would say it would be difficult to do that because of the surface underwater, but your armor also technically weighs less underwater, so pulling yourself up shouldn't be as hard. So we'll do a normal climb check with handholds. I think that's a DC 10 for climb. So yeah, I'll let you do that.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Something I will say though is as you walk along the bottom of this floor bed towards the wall, you can feel almost like you're walking through some kind of like aquatic underbrush or something. Something is like brushing along and like almost clawing like at your legs. Not painfully so or anything like that. You just feel tugs of things on your legs as you're moving through the water.
Slimy toes, no!
Go ahead and make that first climb check for me.
Huge bubble comes from Rootmore's pants. Alright. Come on now. Okay, that's enough. 6 plus 8, 14.
Yep, so you move up 5 feet.
5 feet. Third action. Do it again.
A little kid does a cannonball on top of Rootmore's head.
Control your kids!
And you're out of breath.
Ooh, 20. That's 10 feet?
10 feet. Okay, so you're climbing your way up, and you're only 5 feet away from the surface, and then the ledge itself is only a foot beyond that.
Cool.
Wave so 5 feet up,
to start.
And then you'll need to pull yourself up. That one's going to be a little bit harder than a normal climb because you're coming out.
Yeah.
Not only in your full plate back in normal air, but you're also waterlogged. So that one will be a little bit of a harder check for the last bowl, but you got a friend nearby who'd be able to help you when you breach. You could call out for help.
Hell yeah.
And now, other things begin to happen as you slowly move up the wall.
It's not so bad.
Oh, you're being chased by a giant pool vacuum.
That muffled...
Careful.
Those muffled, shrieking, shrill noises you can hear in the water get closer, followed by more of that, like something moving through the water quickly.
See? It's the hose on the back of the vacuum. It's going to get you in the legs. Careful.
No.
You got hairy legs, Jack. Careful.
Oh, God.
And something swims up behind you.
No. What is that?
Ew.
It is hard to make out. You can't actually see quite what it is in the water behind you, but there's some kind of slimy mass that wraps itself around the back of your neck, attempting to get at you.
That looks like a bat.
Yeah, like a fleshy bat. A bat with its skin removed.
Oh. Yuck. Slip and sliding its way towards you, brother. Careful. It's gonna get you.
Let's see if this works.
Oh, please don't get him.
So 27 hit you?
It does.
Okay. A sickly, slippery tendril seems to like wrap itself around the back of your neck and tug, and it like tries to squeeze at you, essentially. The other unusual sense is as it moves, you can hear kind of like a bubbling or sizzling coming from the water around you.
Oh.
And as this slimy tentacle makes contact with your skin, it immediately begins to burn. Like you're being touched by something either like incredibly hot or corrosive. You're going to take 4 points of bludgeoning damage, and you take 4 points of fire damage.
Ow. It's quite cool.
And I actually am going to need a reflex save from you.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh, thank God. 31.
Ooh, fantastic. That is a success. Not a crit, but a success.
Oh my God.
And in that moment, just as the pain slowly begins to ease back enough for you to get an idea of what's happening, it suddenly hits you, almost like you were thinking about cooking for a moment. It's almost like when you got grease burns from cooking sausage.
Oh.
And there is a distinct like oiliness around this creature's tendril as it reaches out, and you can't see in this shitty water, but you can feel it. Everything almost feels like it's becoming a bit more slick, and in fact for a moment your fingers kind of out of the handhold, like you're about to slip off the edge from the oily nature of this creature being dispersed in the water around you. But you, upon feeling yourself slip, your fingers grip tightly, holding onto that space, and you're able to stay where you are.
Oh god. Oh god. It's quite comforting. I know what oil feels like splashing on my skin. It's underwater. All getting in my mouth. It's getting really hard to speak.
It's going to attempt to reach at you with another tentacle, although this is much less likely. It does not, so it just kind of... Whoa. I imagine you're maybe thrashing around a bit in the water, and it was only able to get the one there, and that tentacle kind of slides away before it's able to do any more damage.
Slimy, touchy, no!
And... just as the horror of this situation begins setting in, a second one of these creatures begins swimming up to you. And this one, too, will try the same. That's only a 22.
That's actually a hit because I'm flat-footed since I'm swimming.
Oh, dang. Okay. D10 and D6. Less damage this time. It's going to be 3 points of bludgeoning and only 1 point of fire damage. However, I am going to need another reflex save.
Okay. Okay.
Remember, you got peepees.
Yeah. I think I might just roll, and if it sucks, I'll use a peepee to reroll.
Okay.
Because it's not a bad reflex. I just have to roll decently. Okay, there we go. 27.
Success.
Okay.
Same as before. You feel this thing trying to do the same thing. As soon as one tentacle is removed, another one comes in and grabs at you. This one does not have an extra action, and that will be the end of its turn. You still remain dangling mere feet from the surface.
6 feet from the edge.
Surrounded by these squid, slimy, tentacly, burning hot, oily things, whatever they are. Horrors in the deep. And it brings us to Monet. Monet, from where you are...
He's dead!
The bubbles, you know, that you saw surfacing for a moment, popping, suddenly stop. Because Rootmore has begun holding his breath. And then there's kind of like a... subtle... how was it? Wavage. There's like a subtle motion to the water now. Oh, almost boy. Like something is treading water beneath the surface. It's Rootmore wafting his way along the bottom, trying to move towards the wall. Ooh, what a catch.
A good catch.
Just slapped my vape off the table, almost onto the ground.
Whew.
And there was the one big bubble.
Yeah, from his pants.
Yeah. I'll get a whiff of that.
There is suddenly, you can't quite make it out, but it almost looks like something shifting beneath the water, like shadows darting towards the edge where you are. And then as they move, you can see like a trail of smaller bubbles, like simmering water, darting towards Rootmore's location. What would you like to do?
Okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If Monet were to jump in, could she push Rootmore up?
I would let you roll to aid on the climb.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just picture Monet looking over the edge and like faintly making out the ghostly face of Rootmore looking up at her, clearly speaking to her.
Like the hobbits in the swamp.
Yeah. Like, stop talking!
Okay, so...
not helping!
My name's getting yelled up.
Help!
Scarab, there's water. Rootmore fell in. I'm jumping in. Be careful. And she's going to jump in.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Can she jump on top of this one?
It's, there's some verticality there. You'd be above it, not on top of it. So, yes.
I know, but if she, weird. Like, did, like, a...
oh, and, like, land on it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it's there. But if you jump in and pass by it, I'll let you use one of your actions to make a passing melee.
can do the Super Mario.
I mean, I think that she would jump in right there.
Yeah, that's fine.
So.
And it's about, I guess, like 6 feet under the surface, so.
I'm just going to leave her right there so I can see.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so you dive into the water, and just like Rootmore experienced, it's the water is like icy cold, and you can't see anything within it because it's so filthy. But as you begin to sink down just after breaking the surface and feeling that cool water, immediately it begins to warm up around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of feel on your bare skin like the subtle stinging of this oil, this hot oily substance as it like glides over you. And you feel as you're sinking down something beneath your feet that is like writhing and thrashing around. And it's one of those things. You're like landing on it, essentially. Yeah.
Awful.
Can she just like kick?
Yeah, go for it.
Kick it!
I need to add special unarmed. I already have a special unarmed, but it's for my fist and it's making me confused.
It should be the same to hit as your fist.
Well, my fist is striking.
Oh, so it gets a bonus, yeah. Striking just adds an extra damage die.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's not a plus one striking, is it?
It's plus one. Yeah, plus one striking.
Okay, we'll take the one off the hit, and then there you go. So just do that roll, and then minus one.
That's a 26 to hit.
That's a hit?
Hell yeah.
Nice. That just adds another damage die, the striking does?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, it takes 7 bludgeoning.
Not bad. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rumor, these things are, you know, screeching around you and lashing out, and then you hear like a as Monet hits the water, and then all of a sudden one of those things shrieks as you hear a muffled like under the water.
And Monet is just gonna like following the wall with her fist, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Look for Rootmore in the water, like feeling out to see if he's there.
As you float down and you essentially like almost take that creature's space, it in fact we'll go ahead and just move that. We'll say that your blow is enough to shunt it over and you take that spot. As you bat the creature away, reaching out blindly in the dark water, you do feel Rootmore, and you yank his hand off the handhold and he falls. No, you feel him like clutching onto the wall like
help me, brother!
Like a cat on the side of a mattress.
Okay, so I think that Monet would maneuver herself beneath him and then, like, grab his feet and thrust up.
Yeah. We'll let you do that. That'll be, you would have to move to get underneath him. If you want to right now, you could do an aid.
Okay,
and
yeah.
You can go ahead and
I guess
roll.
I could just, where I am, she could just, like, grab under his.
You could be, like, holding onto the wall and, like, pull him up a bit.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that check now. It's athletics.
Oh my god.
It's a 20.
Success.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
So that's an 8, so that's going to give you a plus 1 on your check, Rootmore.
Thank you.
And I believe that's it for you, Monet.
Yes.
Which will bring us to the last one in the round, and then we start again with Scarab. And the last thing that happens is yet another shriek from the dark.
Oh no!
As another thing comes swimming through the pool.
Ay, ay, ay.
Swim of 15. Okay, so it's going to use 2 of its actions to get up to you and to Rumor and Monet. So it swims through the water towards you guys, and it's just going to lash out at the first thing in front of it, which is going to be you, Monet.
Kay.
You hear this sizzling tentacle slide through the water in your direction. That is going to be a 21 to hit.
That is a miss.
Flat-footed while swimming?
That is a hit.
Okay.
Damn. Do you have combat swimmer or whatever it's
no.
called? Damn.
Okay. It is almost... Nope. That's minimal damage. You will take 1 bludgeoning and 1 fire damage.
Hell yeah.
I just took that immediately from my health instead of my stamina. She's like, ow.
Guess I'm dying.
Give yourself a 1.
And then I'm going to need a reflex save for you. I guess you're kind of treading water right now, right? You're just treading water?
No, I'm assuming that she's underwater if she's trying to pull him up.
That's what I mean. Underwater, you're treading. You're not in the same situation Rumor is. This won't apply to you. It's a thing that normally would cause one to slip and fall prone, but you're not holding on to anything. You're suspended in water.
I'm holding on to Rumor.
A little bit, yeah. But it's like, yeah. It's not the thing keeping you where you are.
Yeah.
For him, his heavy armor, if he slips, would cause him to sink. You're not in the same problem.
Yeah, no.
Although you do have a metal fist. But that's not quite the same
it's
as
just a fist.
Yeah, it's not quite the
it's
same.
It's like going under there with like a rock.
I'm tell you, it weighs 80 pounds.
No. Like I can swim holding a rock, you know.
Yeah. Okay. One thing we do need to worry about though is what is your con modifier?
I already have it up. It's 4, so I have 9 rounds.
9 rounds. Okay. Wow. And you did attack, so at the end of the last round, you lost 2 rounds of breath, down to 7.
Okay.
Okay. That's it for that guy, which brings us to the beginning of round 2 with Scarab.
So I can't see anybody?
No, peering down the edge, you can see that the hoist is like halfway up. So if you were to spend the rest of this round, it would be all the way up top.
Can I see the water?
You can make out like the vague... It's all black. This is hard, even with dark vision. You can kind of make out, I guess now, especially with them moving underwater, you can see there's something shimmering that makes you think that is water because of the rippling.
And Monet yelled it up.
Yeah.
Water at the bottom.
It's just, there's no reason for me to keep pulling this up, so I'm going to drop that and just ready in action, shoot if I see something that's not a friend.
Okay.
If I can.
Okay, so you just want to hold your round for now?
Ready in action.
Okay.
Because what? Tricky gonna help me down? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Leap of faith?
Nah.
Okay. That brings it back to you, Rumor.
Alright. Gonna use that +1 that Monet so graciously gave and try to climb out of this. Athletics. Okay. 22
passes.
So I know you said the DC's higher for getting over that last edge.
Uh-huh.
So I did crit for 10 feet. Do I need to roll again to get over that last edge?
Yeah, so the 5 feet pulls you up. You are now at the surface of the water. Your head breaches the top of the water. And you can feel it's only about a foot up to that ledge. So you could reach out and grab the ledge and try to pull yourself up if you'd like, but you're not drowning anymore. So yeah. At least there's that. You're still holding onto the wall. Don't fall.
Getting out. Have to. Useless right now unless I'm out of this. Okay. Come on.
Do you want to... Oh, never mind.
Don't need to with a natural 20.
You sure don't, good buddy. That brings your total to 28?
Yes.
Nice.
That would be a pass, which means it's a crit. You reach up, grab the ledge, and you muster every bit of strength in your tiny body with your wiry muscles, and you heave as water begins flooding out of your plate armor around you, and you hoist yourself up and flop over prone on solid ground.
He comes out of the water like a killer whale in SeaWorld. Just slides on his belly.
A beached whale.
Rootmore, while still laying down, will reach his hand towards the water and cast Guidance on Monet. And that is it for his turn.
Yeah. So Monet, the last thing that you hear coming from above you is the last like trickles of water hitting the surface as Rootmore pulls himself free. And you now hear the screeching kind of intensify at the three creatures around you. And you can hear them thrashing through the water. And the one to the northeast of you actually begins swimming past you. You hear it swish through the water just past your head as it suddenly arcs upwards towards the water's surface. And Rootmore, you hear the water breach as this slimy thing kind of like slides over the top. Now we do have somebody who is waiting to make an attack when an enemy makes an appearance. So Scarab, you can just barely make out from where you are peering over the edge with your gun ready. You see Rootmore hoist himself out of the water, and moments later, this slimy creature follows soon after. And just as it peers over the edge, you can make your attack.
Yuck!
22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, thank goodness. All right.
Yeah.
gosh. 3 damage.
Hell yeah. It's something. It's not nothing.
Minimum. Yeah, it's something.
Your bullet shoots off the end of one of these slimy tendrils that falls to the wet stone beneath it, and you can hear the sizzling just like you could hear underwater as whatever heat emanating from this thing makes contact. And Rootmore, you have this overwhelming smell suddenly hits the air as it hits the ground, and it smells partly like foul, brackish water, but also vaguely smells delicious? Like a home-cooked meal or something like that kind of smell wafts into the air, a distinct savory herbiness that happens. Yeah, take with that, you know, what you will. But this creature...
it's the garbage disposal.
The creature continues...
That lizard had earlier.
Continues pulling itself over the ledge.
You were thinking of eating her!
You can't hear me! Stop! Get down here!
You can hear sizzling and popping, and more of that smell kind of fills the air as it is now looming over you, and it will attempt to strike you. Natural 20.
Oh.
Have at me!
All right. 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Golly!
And 6 points of fire damage. And you are already prone, so we don't have to worry about that. But as this creature lashes at you with one of its appendages, it leaves behind a sloppy mess of this sizzling oil that is kind of all over its body that gathers on the floor around you. You think that if you were to stand, it might be difficult to not fall down again.
Or drops of raw potato in the sizzling oil.
Smells delicious.
Stew.
And that's it for that guy. I'm gonna put it right here on the surface. And then one more of them goes. Monet, this is the one that you kicked underwater, and it's pretty upset. So it's going to lash out at you. 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
3 points of bludgeoning, 5 points of fire.
Oh.
And it's gonna try to swing again, though. Not as well. I'm sure that one's definitely a miss with a natural 2 and a natural 5. So that is it for him, and it will move on to your turn, Monet.
Okay.
So you had 7 rounds of breath left.
So she's just going to surface.
Okay.
You can swim up to the top.
Yeah, she's going to swim to the top, and she sees this guy's here. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So then she's going to move to...
Okay. And that'll be 2 actions.
2 actions?
Because 10 feet of movement when you don't have a swim speed, so it'd be 10 up, and then you're going 10 over.
10 up?
Well, I guess 6. I guess you could swim diagonally. You could be in front of Rumor for 1, going up and over.
Well, because she wants to get up. Oh, yeah. Get up and over?
You could be right here, and then you could pull yourself up diagonally. Oh. Would be okay. That could be your second...
Yeah. Okay.
So you breach the surface. Your hands flail about. Hand flails about
hand
for the
so
for the ledge,
to...
and you like pull yourself along it.
She wants to pull herself up.
Okay. Give me an athletics check. It's not going to be as high a DC as Rootmore had, but it will be a little bit higher because you're pulling yourself up with one hand and like kind of bracing with the metal one.
That's a 20.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all of her actions?
2.
2?
There's 2 of them.
Okay.
Still have guidance. Use guidance on this last one.
Yeah. For her last?
And now that you're up, you can get a better look at what it is that was attacking you in the water. It's kind of this, like, grotesque, loosely held together form of this, like, semi-permeable, oily liquid. And it looks like there's chunks of some kind of solids in it. But it's... It looks disgusting. You can also smell that faintly aromatic, savory smell that's filling the air, and you can see its oily body is like sizzling the water at its feet, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. So.
Be-morphe.
I think for her last action, she is going to do an elemental blast. Electric.
Very good. Thank you.
blast it
into the water at the one that she stomped.
Fancy water.
Or even just into the water.
So into the where I would let you shock the water. Yeah. It would be too hard to see it through the if you don't need line of sight.
Yeah, she's just gonna, so I don't know how you wanna do that, but she's shocking the water.
Yeah, what does it normally do?
It damage does wise? 2d6 electricity.
I'll let you do 1d6 in an area to hit both of them.
Okay.
So half damage, but AoE. Fair? Okay.
It's kind of a bummer, honestly.
You can roll both a d6 for each of them. So still roll 2d6, just give one and the other one. Because your electricity is being dispersed in the water.
It's a 25 to hit.
That's
I guess
hit.
I didn't really need to do that.
26 with the guidance.
I mean, I mean, I guess it'd be a crit to hit the water. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. So do full damage to both of them.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh.
A crit to hit the water. She just threw it real good. She, like, threw it perfectly right between the two of them.
I'd like
you know
to
what I mean?
Crit the water, please.
So the one that she boinked on that gets 5 electricity damage.
Okay.
Electric damage. And the other one gets 8.
Cool.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Something done.
I don't know if I'm being overly generous here because of, you know, electricity hitting water. I don't think that's in the rules as it is, but I'm also kind of considering maybe giving them weakness to electricity while they're in the water, like a standard weakness 5 type deal.
So here is...
Unless you think that's too generous.
No. I gratefully accept your generosity.
Yeah, okay, let me ask him out. He's a masochist. Is that too much? Is that too nice?
I think it's way too much, honestly.
I heard they're not asking for 10 earlier.
Here's the thing. This is my plea, all right?
Uh-huh.
Let me just make my plea. I understand Emad is a rules lawyer, but we did REI, rules by interpretation, whatever.
Uh-huh. You know what would be better, actually? Let's do a combination of the two. We'll go back to what I said originally. Do 1d6 for each of them, and I'll give them weakness 5. So just reroll the damage.
Okay.
And then that way it's essentially a base of 6 plus...
Can I finish my plea, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because technically, Rootmore shouldn't have sunk to the bottom. Now, just by raw.
By rules as written, I was going off of falling rules, which happens immediately, not over the course of rounds. And so because he's weighted and in water, it's kind of the essential same thing as falling. So that's why I said he sunk all the way. Instead of being like, you begin sinking, it's like, hey, dude, you clad in iron, you
also
sunk.
Also, raw, he shouldn't really have a penalty to his swim because he has the strength necessary for his armor. But
Well, that's silly, because if you're wearing full armor, of course you have the strength to wear it. That doesn't make you good at swimming.
I know, that's just what raw is. Those are the raw rules. But I will do...
I take it back. You do no damage. You can't hit the target. No, roll your 2d6.
I was just throwing it out there.
Roll your 2d6. Give one of the d6 plus 5 to one of them, and then same to the other plus 5.
Okay, so the bonk on head one gets 4. The other one gets 5.
With plus 5?
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Well, I thought you were just going to do the... I thought you were doing this. No. Okay, so the bonk on head gets 9, and the other one gets 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's a little confusing.
I just thought you were going
to... So instead of letting you do the crit to hit both of them for 2d6 each, I'm instead letting the crit do 1d6 to each of them plus the 5 water weakness.
Yeah.
So, which is a little bit better for you statistically, but also it's better than me giving you 2d6 plus 5.
Yeah.
For each of them. So.
No, the only confusion I had was... I thought you were just going to add the 5 on yours. Automatic. I didn't think to add it to my... I'm going to stop talking. That's the end of Monia's turn.
Okay. It is the last of the creature's turns. And that one is going to...
Appreciate me.
...swim up and, like the first one, pull itself out, and it's going to slide on by next to you, Rootmore.
Oh!
And that was two of its actions. With its last one, it's going to try to slap you with a sizzly tentacle.
Come on!
It does not. That'd be a 15 to hit.
Ah, good. Oh! What are you doing?
And now we're back to Scarab.
Scarab would like to fire at the fella that was out of the water first.
Okay.
Bat boy.
Your range is like 60, right?
You have
like
it's 60, but I don't take a penalty for being outside of my first, so it's basically 120.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
He's a big Elong.
Yeah, you got
plenty of time. He's a big elongating shot.
Reload first, then fire.
What, to spend an action to click my gun harmlessly?
26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
That scared me.
I imagine it's very loud in a cavern.
Oh, I bet.
It's better. 11, piercing magical. And Scarab will reload.
Okay, as your bullet enters one side of this creature and then shoots out the other, the hole left behind slowly begins to fill, but not before like the blown out part kind of coalesces into a sort of makeshift mouth that you can hear like whispering something in the sizzly, oily body it makes up, but it's in a language you don't quite understand. So yeah, that bullet bowls through and then it just kind of like
casting a spell. Stop.
Rootmore.
Stand up. Rootmore stands up. And he draws his big old hammer.
Why is that one in the dark for you? Is it not revealed?
Put the pencil down. Do something useful, Rootmore.
I moved him somewhere weird. Yours is not quite the same. There's a guy diagonally southwest of you.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Move him back. There you go. Now it's right.
Cool.
Oh, they all look different. Wow. Which one of these two that he's standing next to is being hit?
The one directly to your west is the one that was just shot. And then the one to your southwest is the one that's been bonked and zapped.
Bonked and zapped.
Let's do the bonk and zap one. Stand up. Draw a weapon. Oh, man.
Got one good swing on you?
Betting if I even want to swing on this round.
Maybe just...
No. Lilith, what are you doing?
You know what I'm going to need from you, my friend who stood up.
Hey!
Lilith!
Someone help me! Please, stop.
She was just relentlessly attacking his dice.
God.
She's like, look at all these toys. Her paw was bat away once, and she's like, fuck you. Two more times.
Amada, as Rootmore begins to stand, you can feel your feet kind of slipping a bit under you from a puddle of oil that is built up around you. So I do need a reflex save as you stand to make sure you do not slip and fall prone again.
Okay.
Did Monet need to do that?
No. Let's... You're just far enough away.
15.
That is a fail.
Okay. Sheesh.
So as you start to stand, your hand slips out from underneath you, and you are still prone, but you still have two more actions. Because you did stand, draw a weapon, and then you were waiting on your third, but you can't have drawn your weapon if you hadn't stood yet. I was pulling you back.
I see, okay.
So you started to stand, it failed, you have two more actions.
Okay, I see, thank you.
This area is really just not nice to Rootmore.
No, he's gonna crawl 5 feet away from the ledge. Not gonna risk.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to decide on, if I wanted to attack or get away from the ledge. You know?
I think that's a good move.
And then third action, he's gonna stand. So I gotta roll again.
No, because the one that went to swing at you, that is to your west now, did not land a hit. So there's not oil currently where you are.
Okay. Cool. Third action, he stands up. Ooh.
Okie dokie. Back to the creatures.
Just you wait. I'm gonna slap you.
It is this one's turn, the one northwest of you, Rootmore. And that one is actually going to take a swing at you.
Right.
22.
That is a miss because I'm standing now.
Good job, Rumor.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Now we can fight.
All right. And then as its tendril misses you, it's going to turn towards Monet and it begins to inflate at its top like it's about to pop in some way. And it fires an oily projectile at you, which you're able to duck just in time as hot oil spatters on the wall behind you, sizzling on the stone.
Jeez. That ranged attack provoke?
Do ranged attacks provoke?
Usually, yes.
Doubt it because it's not an interact. Because I feel like usually ranged attacks because it's like, you know, that.
Yeah, but you magic.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, because usually, yes, like bows and whatever.
The only weird things are natural attacks are a category that isn't expounded on in 2E, and I don't know if those provoke or not. Because the reload trait has a manipulate action and triggers attacks of opportunity.
But firing don't? Firing don't?
It says somebody... This, I'm reading Reddit, of course, and so it's always people putting things forward as fact and then getting corrected. Somebody else said all ranged attacks provoke attacks of opportunity.
That was my understanding.
Which I thought so too. But I just don't know if it's weird for natural attacks. Because it's like the weird thing with natural attacks is like this thing, in this example, it spits hot oil at you, right? And it's like, well, it's using a ranged attack. And it's like, well, why would that provoke, but it slapping you with its tentacled hand does not? When they both come from the same source, it doesn't have to look for its spit or pull its spit out from anywhere, you know what I mean? It's not interacting, but...
Demiplane says it does. Demiplane takes the rules straight from. It says when they use a manipulate, move, ranged attack, or leave a square during a move action, it's using.
Okay, so it distinguishes between manipulate and ranged attack. All right, go ahead and take your Ray of Woe.
It's just going to be a punch because he's not holding his hammer yet. Just a punch.
Yes, punch that sizzling glob of oil.
I will. It's going to make it hurt. We'll make it hurt.
May hurt you. Let's see.
25 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah. Boof. 6 bludgeoning damage.
Still jiggling. It was not a crit, so it did not interrupt the attack. The attack goes through and it misses, and that is its turn. Which brings us to the second creature, the one southwest of you, Rootmore, and that one's going to slap at you as well. 24 to hit.
Oh, exactly.
8 points of bludgeoning, 4 points of fire.
Oof.
And I'm going to need a reflex save, sir. As that limb slaps on you, more hot oil is sprayed around your feet.
Oh, God.
Feel yourself beginning to slip.
Stop, no.
Okay. 26.
Success. And this one is going to move 10 feet away from you, Rootmore, retreating into the hallway a bit before it turns back and it fires off the same kind of oily shot at Monet. Probably not going to hit, though. Less chance to hit than the other one. 17.
That's a hit.
17's a hit?
No.
Yeah. I was like, no way. I was like, what do you lose all your clothes while you're in the water? Okay.
She doesn't understand swimming. New thing. It's new.
Projectile goes over your head. That hit me. Don't gaslight my monsters. It's your turn, Monet.
Okay. Where is Sludge? Slippy Sludge. Where the Slippy Sludge is?
You don't have to worry about it. It goes onto your square when you get hit by them. But it's...
Oh, okay.
We're letting it go away after. So Rumor had the oil on him, and then as he moved because he crawled, got away from the oil, I let him stand up.
Okay. Cool. Does this creature have an elemental trait?
You can roll me a knowledge check to find that out.
No, that's okay.
No, I just wanted free info.
Miss all the shots you don't take.
Dang, I forgot a thing.
It's okay, why'd buddy. It's okay.
I don't want to know, actually.
We're just dead. You come in contact with this creature, you die.
You die.
Oh, you can't look at it.
Oops.
It's supposed to stay in the water where you can't see it. I forgot.
If you see it, it gives you an urge to go swimming.
Yeah, it's just constant in and out. You gotta sprint from that pool, man.
Look at it. But you're gonna fall down,
this,
man.
Fuck this.
You just slip and fall so hard, and that's the real pain, man.
I forgot to mention that that aromatic smell that you're picking up that has that kind of like savory earthiness to it, it has like a... It smells like something that could have been delicious at one point, but has like become fouled and rotten and spoiled. And so it has like a sickly sweetness to it as well.
A sicky sweet.
You have to fight the urge to not bite these things.
You have to fight the urge to not become sickened by the smell of them.
Ooh.
As long as you're within 15 feet of one of them, you cannot help but resist the urge to retch. So I need a fortitude save from both of you.
Okay.
27.
29.
You're both fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Proceed. And that effect will last if you move into that 15-foot emanation or if you start your turn in the 15-foot. So try to help me with that. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. So from where Monet is, she is going to... She'll do something.
The reason I forgot about that too is the whole thing started underwater and I was like, ah, you're not smelling underwater.
You're just drinking it.
Yeah.
Soup.
Gross.
Monet will move to here, right in front, or rather behind the bat one on the edge by the water.
Okay.
And she will do a two action elemental blast.
Yeah. Do I have...
Does an 18 hit?
It does.
Does it?
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Would you prefer I lied to you?
No, I just thought you were lying to me. I didn't say what kind I was doing, so I guess I'll just continue to do the electricity.
Sure.
Because I didn't say otherwise.
So this hits the one in front of you.
Yes.
Four.
Four. Would you believe I didn't add my modifiers? Would you believe I did that when I did it before?
Last time?
Yeah, I didn't add my modifiers.
You still did pretty good damage.
Yeah, you got those plus fives.
So it was like you had your modifier on.
So this hits for, yeah, basically.
This thing smells delicious, but I don't want to eat it. It's weird.
15 electrical damage.
Yeah.
15. As your electrical display collides with the creature, it begins to sizzle more and more furiously before it eventually pops.
Damn.
In a sickening splash of foul-smelling sizzling oil.
Cool.
It dead.
Oh, I thought it was like it exploded.
Like a death throw? No.
Yeah.
Death knell.
Done.
Which brings it to the one still in the water, which is going to, just as before, launch a volley of acid. This time at you, Monet, not acid, sorry. Volley of oil. Oh, 19.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not a good roll. It's going to shoot another, because it ain't got nothing else going on. Better roll, worse modifier. Yep, 18 again.
That is a miss.
And a miss on the third as well.
That
nice
is
and easy.
Also
just
a miss.
Spitting oil.
Yes.
Top of round three with Scarab.
Can Scarab see anybody?
Yes, you can see the one that's in the water. It's on the surface.
Okay.
Currently shooting at your allies.
Your comrade.
Yeah. And still just looks like a murky, ugly yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you can barely make out in the
dark boogers,
in the shadowy darkness, but yeah, there's something slanging something at your friends.
Sticky, icky, gross! We're gonna fire away with a... What was that? Same thing I did last time. Whatever I rolled last time.
75 to hit, critical.
Ah, yes. You're right. No, plus 26 to hit.
That's a hit?
Damn.
Are all creatures flat-footed while swimming? Or is it just if you don't have a swim speed?
Right.
Okay.
And a combat swimmer, whatever that's called, you're not flat-footed if you have that trait.
Hmm.
Hey. Underwater Marauder. That's what it's called.
Such a good name.
That's going to be 5 damage.
Yeah, I think it's combat climber.
Yes.
Okay, 5 damage.
Scarab's going to reload fire again.
I believe in you.
Yup.
Come on.
Yup. Got you, Matthew.
Natural 1.
Oh, no.
Give me the bones. Where's the bones?
Uh-oh.
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
Yes.
I forgot I got changed. How bad is it?
It's not the worst. I was just trying to think of how to play it. Yeah, just... Scarab's like really reaching down, trying to aim. This is like the farthest. We're always fighting in tiny rooms, so like doing this vertical battle down at the water. He's getting kind of dizzy. He's getting tired. He leans back and he's coming out of this one fatigued. He's getting a fatigued 1.
Okay. This is where we find out that you have vertigo and just looking over the edge for so long.
I
just
know what it feels like. I was just imagining it. It's like, trying to aim as well. Ew.
Yeah, with like the dark. I dropped a die.
It's a scarab up there. He's just like getting. He's like. He reaches up. He doesn't have the actions, but he's going to go. Eventually, he'll be reloading his weapon again. And for a free action, Tricky launches into the hole.
Just oh my god.
Jumps in the hole. Okay.
Jumps the hell off.
Whoa.
And Scarab is like,
whoa. Okay, so that's a 40 foot drop.
Tricky.
And then into water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Into water?
Into water.
Damn.
But you won't be prone. You'll just be... in water. I mean, maybe it'll break the fall a little bit. That's a tricky thing, too.
That is a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. If I were to count it as half the distance because you're landing in water. But I mean, landing on water, after a certain height, when you hit water, it's like landing on concrete.
Yeah. Is there a rule?
That's like what kills people when they jump off bridges is they hit the water and then it shatters all their bones and then they drown.
The AI.
I do. I just don't listen to it.
What did it say? You take double if you jump in water.
I just stopped reading it. I saw that it's AI. It's like, it's gonna be wrong.
AI is just not, but that's AI.
Oh, what a helpful answer for first edition.
If you fall into the water, snow, or another relatively soft substance, you can treat the fall as though it were 20 feet shorter or 30 feet shorter if you intentionally dove in.
Oh, this is intentional.
I'm going to see Tricky do the swan dive to break the water surface.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then you take 5 like points of falling damage, because it would be... you take damage equal to half the number normally, right? Or is it just equal to the distance?
It's half the distance normally. So this would be 30 feet shorter than whatever the distance is.
Yes, if you fall more than 5 feet, you take half the damage. Okay. So in this case, we're treating it as 30 feet shorter, so it would be 10 foot. So you take half of that, you take 5 damage.
Nice.
Oh, gracious. Tricky is gracious.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, so 5 points bludgeoning damage, and Tricky lands splash in the brackish water down below. And that's it for your turn, yeah?
Yes.
Tricky.
Rootmore
is going to... Everyone.
Jump into the water.
Yeah, he's gonna pull out his fishing pole and his tackle box. No, he's not. He's going to draw his hammer. Step towards the creature that ran away from us.
I think you had the hammer drawn.
No,
I didn't. No. He stood. He just stood.
You had to not draw the hammer then.
Yeah,
he went to stand because he slipped and fell.
Yeah. He tried
before
to stand.
You swing. I'm sorry. I gotta get this out. You started within 15 feet of the creature, so I need you to do another fortitude save as the stench begins to overwhelm you again.
Okay.
He said that he stood and drew his weapon, but then I pointed out he was standing in oil, so he had to roll, and then he failed, so I was like, well, that gives you back your other action because you couldn't have drawn if you didn't stand.
20 fortitude.
Success.
Oh, good. Since I... stepped, do I need to roll again for slipping?
No.
Okay. And we're going to do those, yeah, draw steps. So just a regular old swing with the hammer. Finally. Finally. Come on. Oh, well, that's a hit. That's a 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
Kill him. Kill him, dead, I'm on. Root more.
2d10.
If you don't kill him, I'll be shocked.
11 bludgeoning.
I'm shocked. Your hammer collides with the creature, sending spatters of sizzling oil around the room, but it is still hanging on. It wobbles its mass back together right in front of you. Sizzlingly.
Gross.
That's it.
Okay, it is the one in the water's go, and it is going to swim up to Tricky and attempt to slap him with a tentacle. 19.
Miss.
Yep. Woohoo! Second and final action, swing and a miss. Alrighty, that brings it to Monet.
Okay. All right.
You are within 15 feet of that creature, so please give me a fortitude.
Okay, all right.
Oh, God.
How's a 24?
Success.
Okay.
I don't think I'm getting that effect off this combat.
So.
We don't need it.
No, but it's cool.
Sleepy sickened.
Has this one taken any damage? Have we hit this one at all? The one over by Tricky?
Yes, that one's been shot a couple times.
Okay. I know Rootmore has that. I'm gonna help out Tricky, I think.
Yes, electrocute him.
No, I'm gonna... can I... Yeah, well, I'm just gonna step here. And Monet will do an elemental blast metal.
Okay.
So metal.
Roll to hit.
That is a 25 to hit.
Hit.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Stop. Stop. Press
stop.
It and then
stop.
I press it again.
Look at Willy Wonka showing up in his train, goddamn.
Okay. Horrible damage. Okay, that is...
Don't forget the...
Yeah. 7 slashing.
Okay.
Alrighty.
On 2d8s, I rolled 2 twos.
Oof.
Yeah, dog.
Any modifiers of plus 3?
Yeah, for the ranged one, it's just plus my strength. If
okay.
It's melee, then it's plus my strength and my con, so then it's plus 7.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's the thing. Kineticus can kind of do a lot, just not very well.
Strong.
Yeah, that's her turn.
Okie dokie. Emod, tentacle to the face.
My turn already? Okay.
Nope. That is a 25.
Golly, yes.
Love to hear it. 7 points of bludgeoning, ooh. 6 points of fire. And I'm going to need a reflex save, sir.
16.
That is a fail. You fall prone.
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
Am I made them?
What did I do?
You got me these dice.
Oh.
And you fell. Well, you didn't fall down.
He just did. You missed it, but he just fell down.
Emod didn't fall down. Oh, okay. Rootmore fell down.
You're right.
You fell down, Emod.
Sorry.
I fell down my chair, too. You guys seen it.
That time scared the shit out of me.
That
dude.
Was
I
so
straight
scary.
Up thought you hit your face on the table. Oh, I was like, God. His teeth are broken. He's dead.
Probably. Could have been. Chances are. Who knows?
Okay, so he misses on the second. Third attack is a natty 19, but I think it's with a minus. Let me double check. Minus 1, so an 18.
Okay, that's a miss.
Okay.
Ooh.
Just barely.
Yeah, real close to hitting his prone AC.
Boy, howdy.
Alrighty. That. Round 4. Scarab.
Oh, tricky, damn it. Fire!
Scarab shoots again. Come on. You know what? Epp on the table.
Epp on the table.
16 plus. That's going to be a 28 to hit.
Critical hit.
Friggin' hit.
Yes, finally.
Got that deadly D100 added.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
4 damage.
Yeah. That's going to be 31.
Ooh.
Piercing magical.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, kaboom!
Where once there was a slimy thing.
Now there is not.
Kerr splash.
Now there's a slimy donut with a giant hole in the middle.
And Rootmore jumps in the water to loot it.
Scarab yells down, Tricky! And Tricky, under the water, takes 2 actions towards the bank.
Okay. What's your move speed?
Move speed. I think that may have gone up a little bit. It's 35.
Okay.
So half?
It's, hold on.
So 35 times 2, that'd be 70 minus?
No, it's not difficult terrain based. I asked errantly. That's my bad. It's,
Oh, right. Yep. It's, I have to roll each time, right? For each set of movement.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah, the swim action is a move action. You move 5 feet for every 20 feet of speed you have above 20 feet.
So you don't have to roll.
Next, the water's calm.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's... Okay. Yeah, you don't have to roll.
So 2 actions would be 70 feet.
No, not 70 feet.
Well, and then for the math. Because...
What math are you talking about?
It's 35 feet per, and he will be making 2 actions.
No, if your land speed is 40 or higher, then you increase the max possible distance you can swim by 5 feet for every 20 feet above 20 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yes. So your athletics check is to move a maximum of 10 feet through water.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an automatic success because it's calm water.
Word, yes.
So you can move 10 feet per action.
When you first said it, I thought you were saying that you move 5 feet for every 20 feet you're going to move.
No, no.
That's why I was like...
I know, it's wonky. In fact, I think...
It makes sense, though. It's just knowing of it.
You do still got to give me a roll just to make sure you don't nat one or something.
Yeah.
I should have had you do this to Monet, but it's okay.
I can do that now. We can retcon the entire fight.
Just throw you back in the water. Now, as long as there's no...
And it's athletics, yeah?
Yeah.
I got a 15 and a 20.
15 and a 20, that's more than enough. That's crit success, so you can move 15 feet with each action.
Okay, so we'll move. Okay, so Tricky's nose is popping up.
Okay, so...
Next to the edge.
This one, you can give me an athletics check just to get out of the water, to climb out.
Let's see here. Not the best. Natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get out with ease.
And I have to make a smell check.
Yes, you do, sorry.
Yes, no,
like,
yes.
No, you start.
Smell check.
But it's start or move.
And that is...
Fortitude.
Yizzer.
Where
but Tricky probably likes the smell, though. He's a piggy.
It's possible. That's what something I was wondering, because I was wondering how far scents go out. Just because, like, Tricky has imprecise scent, so I know Tricky can smell for things a certain distance away. Would that then not only affect Tricky earlier, but also would that get Tricky to be like, ew, no. Ew, I'm going to cover my nose. Ew.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Breathe through my mouth on this one.
You start asking if he smells anything. When, what's his range on that? Like 30 feet?
30 feet. Freaking 19 for the, 19 plus 13.
32.
Yeah, 32.
You are golden.
Big
as Tricky pulls himself up, Moni is going to give him rib pats.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. This is good on that.
Good boy, Tricky.
Rootmore, what you got?
Oh, just laying down and he sees a big pig walk over him, just dripping on him.
Wet fur.
So wet, don't shake.
Stinks also. Rolled another fortitude save. You'd have to do a fortitude save, by the way. Yeah. I was joking, but I meant it. Not for the pig, though.
God dang it. The stupid thing's in the way. I can't turn myself around. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's do this.
Fortitude first. Be sick on the ground.
Yeah.
Then I'll move him so you can turn yourself right back up.
Why can't I think 17.
Oh, God. Oh, barely passed. DC really? 17.
Oh, no. Good.
All right. Good. Here, rotate yourself.
Wonderful. No, I can't because you see this little button is in the way of the grabber thingy. Thank you. Okay, so stand up and... Yeah. Vicious swing. Vicious, vicious swing. Come on. 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3d10 coming. Come on. 23 bludgeoning.
Describe it.
Rad. Oh, good. Yeah, he stands up. He's trying to stand up, but Tricky's chin is like over him, so he's trying to push Tricky out. It's good to see you, Trooper. Please move. And swings his hammer two-handed.
At Tricky.
Please move! That tricky.
Just gonna scooch you over. Thung.
Swings, catches this thing on the jaw. So you have a jaw. And it just...
The lower jaw.
Slimy part of the jaw just goes flying, cracks against the wall, thing collapses.
It is dead. And you are out of combat.
Oh, thank God.
Scarab, all your friends
they're
are
all
done.
Dead!
No!
No, no, the bad guys. No!
You just hear he runs running away.
Now, Scarab will grab on to the rope and shoddily slide down and kerplunk into the water with purpose.
You'd actually, if you slid down the rope, you'd kerplunk into the harness halfway down, and that would probably jostle the thing, and it would start lowering you.
Okay, if that works, yeah. I think it'd be
it's
funny.
A little faster than the other ones, but it's still it's a tiny winch. So
slide down, it just, hit the little seat, just start spinning viciously through the air,
careening down into the darkness.
God.
But yeah, it moves down swiftly for a moment, and right before we touch the water, it just kind of snags in place, dips your butt in the water a little bit, and then you swing back and forth like a pendulum.
Wah! Wah! Ooh! Wah! Ooh! Ooh!
Careful, it's not as easy as it looks.
Jump, Scarab, I'll catch you.
It doesn't look easy at all!
Monet with one hand and one fist. I'll catch you. Fingers wiggling. Fingers.
Scarab will jump. He will launch himself as freely as he can.
Can Monet try athletics. To catch
him? Yeah, you can roll the athletics check.
Come on, little guy. Oh, wrong sheet.
27.
Critical, so plus 2 to Matthew's roll.
Gah!
10 with the plus 2.
Okay, yeah. You say, I'll catch you, and as you leap, it's like a perfect recreation, one for one, of when Rootmore jumped out and you soar through the air gracefully, only to fall short directly into the water.
And then Monet tries to catch him, but she puts out her fist instead. You know, like to grab his clothes, but it's just,
A greasy ball that is
damn it.
Poopoo water! Poopoo water! It smells kind of good, though. That's weird! Giant Scarab.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm going to shrink you down a bit.
I would love to be colossal.
You make it about, 10 feet away. Same as Rootmore.
Yeah, he'll slowly dog paddle up.
Nice.
Swim like a lizard.
Like a lizard.
We'll go ahead and forego the checks because there's not any pressing matters.
Splosh, splosh onto the ground, wiping muck from his knees.
Wow! Are you guys okay?
Rootmore. A little beat up.
I'm fine.
A little beat up.
A little wet. Smelled real bad. You missed the smell. It's still smells, lingering a bit.
Smells bad. A little good, though.
Smells a little good, though. Yeah. The herbs and spices.
Rootmore stops licking one of them.
This is not of normal kobold make. Oh. I'll say that much.
Where are we?
As you look around to the south, you see the tunnel begins to widen like a funnel into a large rectangular room.
Whoa.
Staring far down the hallway, you can see what looks to be a massive stone door, flanked on either side by even larger, giant stone gears. Even from here, now that the chaos has died down, you can hear a grinding, clicking sound. Just kind of like a... and the occasional release of steam.
It's beautiful.
And that's all the time we have.
Dang.
Hey, at least we survived, y'all. At least we survived. The cursed caravan uses...
Jeez. Felicia, give Felicia a chance.
The cursed caravan uses trademarks and slash or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy. Paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit Paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music and the beat you're listening to at this moment. Enjoy it. It's written by Matt.
Right now.
Right now. He read it right now.
A long time ago, but right now.
But right now, you listen to it and you dance. We would like to thank Michael Gelfie's Studios for the world reference for tabletop RPG and audio for the music and ambiance.
Check him out on YouTube.
Yeah, you can go to michaelgelfie.com, look at his look at their YouTube, their Instagram. Go to, you can also check out their Patreon. Links in the description below. Leave us a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Emad, comments? Questions?
We've been gone too long. Nobody talks to us.
Yes. Episode 33 of Crown of the Kobold King.
Oy.
We have a comment from Maria. She says, OMG! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I had so much fun listening to this episode. Let's see. This episode is called Episode 33. I never touch this stuff. Is that?
I think that's the
drug one.
I think so. Maybe.
Okay. Let's see. She might tell us. you all are so funny, Scarab, Rootmore, and all the different characters Cody played during your gambling. Ah, okay. This is when we were gambling. During your gambling were hilarious and entertaining. I love the way Monet kept winning and winning. That was nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for making my travel with the Cursed Caravan so enjoyable.
Aww.
Oh, how cute.
That is cute.
You're thank welcome. You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Love you.
We gotta love them, those special episodes that have themes. Well, not special episodes, just... Anytime we play a Pathfinder, I like my themes.
Yeah, fight night, gambling night. Just one of them for the party nights.
Yeah, just good because it's totally like, it's totally for the players.
Yeah.
It's for us.
That's where I think that's where characters grow the most, when they have a chance to just socialize.
Especially you get to pretend to get drunk. Sometimes you get drunk in real life while you're doing that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't remember half the stuff your character said.
Sometimes you pretend a little too hard.
Well, yeah. Oh, right. I need to finish the credits. Here we go.
What are we doing?
If you can also leave us comments on YouTube. Check out Emod's YouTube. It is Bamboo Trauma. And Matt's TikTok.
Yeah.
Sweet Boy Toshio. They both put up lots of good, fun stuff. Emod puts up some long-form content, and you know TikTok.
Give us hope. I know, TikTok is it's ugly, it's nasty, but it's also the only place I could put my little drawings. So please.
Got some fawn. Some fun, I was going to say fawings, because drawings. fun drawings, some fun little edits.
go to Cursed Caravan YouTube and watch us play video games.
Yeah.
Give us a reason to do more of that, please.
Yeah, the Elden Ring. That's a lot of fun.
Yes.
So do that. Leave comments. Go look at all that stuff. All of our contact information is in the description. Feel free to email us if you need to. Only if you need to. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan. Bye-bye.
If you need help, email us.
'Stop shaking your finger at me.
Sorry. For the listener,
I know we don't have cameras here, but for the listener, Felicia was waggling her finger at Imad.
Waggling?
She's waggling at you too.
Well, and me too, but I didn't have a problem with it. I just pointed at her, and I said no.
Stop! I'm hungry. I'm a good boy.
Imad is a good boy. If you need to find out more about Emma, just contact him.
That's scary because you're a dad.
Emma.com/ I'm a good boy.
.dad.
.dad.
Matthew making up websites again.
Hang on. You know how much money I'm having to spend on buying these damn websites? I hope somebody does. Just make it, please.
Don't. No.
For us.
www.ww.com on a website called www.
I'm gonna go to that. www.ww.com.
Or why not 3 W's?
Oh, that's Weight Watchers. God damn it.
Yeah. It is.
God damn it. Sorry.
Don't go to strange websites. Get accidental viruses installed on your computer and shit. What's wrong with you?
www.com/OFEG. The G needs to be uppercase. I'm sure it does something.
Stop.
www.com. What?
I don't remember.
Emma, I'm so sorry when you have to edit this, man.
This is going to be one of the best episodes. At least keep some of this. I'm having a great time, and I'm sure the listener is too.